RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Making a big decision about life, a relationship, or a job often fills us with anxiety. We question ourselves at every turn, second guess our choices, and ultimately can't enjoy the results of our decision because of this anxiety and self-doubt. My guest today, Leanna Lapidus, believes that there is a way to move through the decision-making process that will leave us feeling satisfied and confident in the path we've chosen. The secret is learning how to tune into our intuition, which can be our strongest guiding force if we let it. Leanna will also talk about how we can tap into and trust our intuition, be guided by our own truth, and be more at peace with our decisions. Leanna, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And I just wanted to ask you quick, you know, this, when you and I talked before, understanding how we can stick by our decisions and feel satisfied and confident in them is really something that I think we have to work on. Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like so many people make a decision and then they wind up second guessing it all day long, all month long. Did I do the right thing? And then that creates even more anxiety. So how can you help people understand that what a decision is for them and how to look at it in a different way?
Well, building trust with yourself and working in the relationship with yourself is the most important relationship to really work on.
Right.
When we are making decisions, if we turn into our internal guidance system, mm-hmm. we listen and we quiet down and we just feel, we ask the question, you know, is this the right situation for me? And we listen. How do we feel about it? Is anxiety coming up? Then it's probably not a good decision, or maybe we need to look at it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We listen to our body, and if it's the right decision, we feel at peace. Sometimes we don't trust ourselves enough because, you know, we're influenced by other people in our lives, and people give their advice and give their input. But really, we all know the truth that belongs to ourselves. So listening and trusting ourselves is the way to go, and that takes time and practice. And what might be right for me might not be right for you.
Sure.
So I have to go inside myself because everybody has their own journey to live, to learn from, to heal, to understand, to expand, to grow, to be creative in this world. And everybody has a purpose, a very unique purpose to accomplish here. And if we don't listen and allow our inner guidance and our inner truth to guide us and trust that that's the part of ourselves that is right, that wants the best for us. You know, rather than listening to other people, which happens all the time, we start to get off our path and then we start to lose the connection with our inner selves. And when we're not connected to our inner selves and inner guidance system, we seek externally. We seek outside of ourselves because we're not honoring ourselves. So we may seek to, you know, addict to drugs, alcohol, prescription pills, because we're not trusting our truth and we're not allowing our truth to show us the way.
And what about, and I love that you say that, and I truly believe that you could really fine tune and build the muscle build a muscle of intuition by, like you said, so just the takeaway of listening to your body. If anxiety comes up or you feel anxiety, kind of feeling it out in that way. And also, you know, also looking at, I guess, old patterns too, because sometimes so much is in our head and not, we follow our head and the chatter in our head versus our heart. And I think a lot of people struggle with making decisions based on past experiences as well. Wouldn't you say that does influence other?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
How do we get to shut that down so we don't, you know, keep making decisions based on old patterns that didn't serve us?
Well, we first accept ourselves right where we are in our lives right now. Accept accept that we're living in the present moment. We're no longer living in our past. Mm-hmm. And we don't have control over that. We can only learn from the past. We can heal ourselves. We can grow from the past. Step into the present moment and understand that we have the choice to live the rest of our lives according to how we decide to experience it. And we no longer have to carry over those patterns, that pain. It's usually the pain that slows us down and we get stuck in the past. But yes, these things happened and they're traumatic and they're painful. But we need to understand that they might have happened for a greater purpose.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Absolutely.
So we can heal ourselves, step into the present moment, and now decide how we want our future to unfold. And we can decide that, and we can, you're right, go inside our heart and listen to our inner guidance, you know. And even if it sounds silly to everybody around us, listen to yourself. Mm-hmm. Do what your heart wants you to do, because that's your true purpose.
Right. And I just have a question for you, because I get this a lot, and we deal with this often. I deal with this personally, professionally, indecision. Like when someone's indecisive about something or has to make a big decision, like we were discussing about life, relationship, job, et cetera, how do you help somebody get through an indecisive moment where they, you know, is there a tool, is there a tip, anyone that's listening out there that kind of doesn't know what to do in a part of their life, how do you help somebody make a decision or tap, or at least try to tap into what's best for themselves?
So I would ask, how do you feel when you think about the decision or the outcome of what you want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Does it feel peaceful? Does it feel, do you feel anxious? Do you feel, you know, listening to your body? So we have these tools to be able to, you know, okay, for example, we ask ourselves a question, you know, how do I feel about moving out to this apartment? If I'm going to feel some kind of anxiety, then probably that's not the right place for me. Mm-hmm. But if I feel that it's going to be good, and we have to, that feeling that we get, that gut feeling, you know, how many times I have said to myself, I knew that was going to happen.
I think we've all said that.
Yeah. So we know what's going to happen. We just don't honor ourselves enough and trust that our inner guidance system is actually telling us and showing us what we need to do.
Right. Absolutely. Do you recommend people write things out or make pros and con lists? Do you have anybody do exercises like that?
Of course, that's a great tool, you know, to separate, you know, the pros and the cons. And again, you know, it's like when we have a thought or we have a goal that we want, or we have a decision to make, we have an image of it in our mind, because our mind thinks in images.
Right.
So we instantly have an image come up, and what does that image look like? So there's many aspects of ourselves that we can tap into and really know what is the right decision. So the best way is to ask the question and sit with it, and you really will get the answer.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is such a wonderful heart-centered conversation, and more, you know, we need more people to be talking about this, because I really believe that we can all, you know, make the right decisions if we do honor our truths. So thank you for this. We could find Leanna at lifecoachleanna.com, and she has guided meditations, CDs, teaching sessions, and you can get of her, you know, most importantly. Thank you, Leanna. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.